deathful of pain and indignity, would be released upon this city, and go hither and thither seeking his victims. Here he would take the husband from the wife, here the child from its mother, here the statesman from his duty, and here the toiler from his trouble. He would follow the water mains, creeping along streets, picking out and punishing a house here and a house there where they did not boil their drinking water, creeping into the wells of the mineral water makers, getting washed into salad, and lying dormant in ices. He would wait, ready to be drunk in the horse troughs, and by unwary children in the public fountains. He would soak into the soil, to reappear in springs and wells at 1,000 unexpected places. Once start him at the water supply, and before we could ring him in and catch him again, he would have decimated the metropolis. He stopped abruptly. He had been told rhetoric was his weakness. But he is quite safe here, you know. Quite safe. The pale-faced man nodded. His eyes shone. He cleared his throat.
"These anarchist rascals," said he, "are fools, blind fools, to use bombs when..."